Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Now, one thing I can tell you, though, it's often said that top-flight football is no bump in place. And after the past season that they had, I'm certain that Swallows FC chairman can attest to that statement. So what is he going to do this season to ensure that the birds fly higher? Because truth be told, the birds' wings were clipped last season, and it seems like they have turned the corner. Last night, a great game for them, beating Cape Town City, one of my favorite games that have come through the past couple of days. Beating Cape Town City 3-2. You try to leave the room, you came back, there was a goal. You had to rewind. Moussa Nyantam has been in charge on match day. To tell us more about the latest from the Dube Birds camp, the targets for the season, including the changes within the structure of the technical team. We've got the chairman who has pointed out that a goal has been scored. And because we all are a team here, he's going to tell me, well, he was watching very, very closely. What's happened here, Mr. Chair?
It was a deflection, nothing the keeper could do, nothing about there.
Yeah.
So, SuperSport leads. AmaZulu trailing.
SuperSport lead.
Yeah.
So an away goal that's come through. Oh, Masego Korile, 56th minute. Yeah. How things change within a second. We praise the goalkeeper 1 minute, and the next minute it's 1-0 down to them. Can they hold on to that lead, and for how long can they hold on to that lead is something that we will tell you all about. So don't worry if you're on the road, we'll keep you up to date. That's Thapelo Maseko, just 19 years old. Again, good to see the youngsters creeping in and managing to get game time within the premiership within football here in South Africa. All right, Mr. Chair, as we said, good evening. Welcome to the show. And good to see you again under the bridge.
Good evening, Marawa, and good evening to the shareholders. Nice to be under the bridge in Katlehong. Those who don't know where the bridge is, it's just before the Huntersfield Stadium. That's where the bridge is.
Nazog. So you've given it away today for the very first time, because people keep telling me, where's this bridge? Where's this bridge? They keep driving, and they keep driving to the wrong bridge.
They keep driving to the wrong bridge, but that bridge is in the East Rand.
It's the only place where you can find Katlehong. No other second Hong Kong Katlehong. I can rest assure you about that. Mr. Makashwa, as always, man, it's there's always time to reflect, and there's always time to put plans together to rebuild what was. Let me first congratulate you for what was an incredible spectacle last night. I couldn't keep my eyes off that game.
That game was something else. I mean, my heart was, at some stage, I thought my heart was going to jump out of my body, you know.
Yeah.
We're leading 2-0, the next thing 2-1, the next thing 2-2. I just saw Cape Town City scoring a last-minute goal and making it 3-2, and say they gave away a 2-0 lead. So I'm happy that we won, and we needed the 3 points.
Sure. But it was you guys who managed to do that. You know, you find a defensive player being put on the field by Eric Tinkler. He comes in, one of the most experienced players, one of the players that I respect with all my life. And there is a thing that happens in the box. Referee is right there by the D-line. He was certain. He knew. He called it the first time out. He pointed to that penalty. What was going through your head when you saw the incident firstly, but then you saw how the referee reacted to it?
Look, when I saw the incident, I just stood up and I shouted penalty, like, you know, he was listening to me. And I'm glad he gave it. You know, the sad thing is I saw Philly standing there like he's going to ask Fadian, what did you do? Because, I mean, Phyllis was there. He saw that it was a penalty, but obviously they had to like try and protest. But that was a penalty. There was no way they could get away from it. My biggest fear was that we missed the penalty. That was my fear.
But it wasn't going to be that way. I think the miss within the penalty, I don't even think, you know, the confidence levels when the game is turned on its head like that. Because you looked at that City bench and you looked at Tinkler, and in the back of his mind he's saying, my goodness, we had a home defeat a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Now we get on the road and we get another defeat. We've just acquired one of the world-class sponsors in the country. How are we giving them their return? So you just saw a dejected face already. So I can imagine that from whoever was going to take the penalty from Swallows, theirs was going to be the opposite of that. Confidence up, just going for the kill.
No, definitely. I mean, they knew how desperately the club needed the 3 points. And yeah, unfortunately, as you said, for City, I mean, they lost at home. And I can assure you that I'm sure the coach promised the chairman 3 points from Solos, obviously based on the season we had last season. So everyone that meets Solos, they think, I know, will go pick up points there. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like that in the real world.
Sboniso Lungelo Mtshali had different ideas, didn't he, when he approached, and what a confident penalty.
Very confident player. We had him just before the season closed last season, but unfortunately he still had some contractual obligations in Turkey, so we couldn't sign him. So now he's free, he joined the club. He always wanted to join the club, despite all the drama that has been going on. He still wanted to join the club.
So he's got a good contract, long contract?
He's got a good contract, long contract, yeah.
Perfect. I mean, those are the kind of signs that the Birds fans have been wanting to see for a while. Give us an update, though, because I know that when he had gone back to the UK, there was still uncertainty. But when I called him the life chairman, whether officially or not, or the life president of the club came through to the bridge, he made an indication that you had signed him and given him a contract, Dylan Kerr. To take the reins from the beginning of the season onwards. When did you reach that decision?
Look, I had a conversation with the president, Mr. Lesufi, before the coach left for the UK.
Yeah.
So I knew that the coach was going to remain because it was important that we have some kind of continuity, you know. I had the president of CAF, Dr. Patrice, says it doesn't help when you play beautiful football but you don't score. Mm. That was our case last season. We played beautiful football but we could not score. That's why we found ourselves in relegation zone. So we had to make sure that we continue with the coach, but we make sure that we get people that can score. We don't rely on one individual. We have different people that can score goals, which was what I saw last night when we got three goals from three different individuals. So that was encouraging.
Yeah. Would you say that that's a step up from a reliance or over-reliance on a Khamal Dien, for example? And if he's not on form, then everything collapses.
It was a reliance on one player, Khamal Dien, and it was a very dangerous reliance because if he wakes up and feels like he's got flu, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And then there goes your plan. So now you now start having to work on plan Bs, and those don't really work. So now we need people that understand that when they get onto the field, it's a team effort. So everybody must try and score. So that way the team will win and we will not find ourselves having to go to playoffs, and our supporters will be happy.
All right, so after the break, we'll pick up on that because it's about those changes that you've made. And I think the three players that you make mention of that resulted in goals coming through, yeah, I think Isaac showed something else. There was just a force about it. But we'll touch on those after the break. We'll touch on a lot of the questions that you've been sending on WhatsApp voice note. Keep them coming through. Once again, we always value the time that's taken by very, very busy club chairman to honor an appointment right here under the bridge. And Katlehonga can update you 63rd minute, 64th minute of the game. SuperSport United still lead AmaZulu by a goal to nil. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rob. This is Andrew from Roadieport. Rob, I've got two quick questions for the chairman. Firstly, I want to know, who does his scouting? And secondly, I want to also know what made him sign a player by the name of Givemore Coupe? And can you tell us more about it? Because I believe that this is one player that's going to excite a lot of us in the future. And I feel that if he hasn't locked down this player for a longer period, he's going to be gone soon from his club. Thank you, Rob. Andrew from Roadieport.
Andrew, thank you so much indeed for the questions that you've thrown to the chairman of Swallows Football Club. Yeah, firstly, the one about scouting. Who does your scouting?
Look, we use various people within different provinces. So the coach and the team manager, Elasto, he has played football.
Yeah.
So he knows different people in different provinces. So we talk to all those people, coaches as well, to give us an idea of... firstly, we tell them what kind of a player we're looking for, and then they give us direction or where to find the player. Then we start following that player and then make the signing.
The issue around Givemore
Coupe, a very talented player. I remember the first time I saw Givemore, he was, I think it was his uncle at Dobsonville when we're still at the GLAD Africa Championship. So he came there to be trialed, and he was still with Vets at the time. And we liked what we saw and immediately signed him. And I can assure you he's got a good contract. It's a long-term contract. He just re-signed his new long-term contract now with us. So he's going to be with us for 2 years, and there's an option of further years to be extended. So he's with Solas for a long time.
Is that on the back of having realized not only just his true potential? Yes, he's crept into his 30s now, but realizing what he can give as an experienced player?
No, definitely, because we come with him from the GLAD Africa Championship. We don't want to develop a player and then lose him. So yeah, we had to make sure that we secure the player and also assure him that he's part of Swallows. And also, just, you know, when you give a player a long-term contract, you're basically thanking the player for their contribution, and you are displaying your confidence in the player that I trust you, that you can make sure that the club remains in top flight. So Give More is with us for a long time.
I mean, there was still a lot of speculation around. I don't know if it's settled now. Undumiso Mabena, is he still someone or an individual that Swallows would still be looking into?
Ndumiso Mabena is an issue that I'm dealing with Mamkize, because there was a bit of an issue there. But yes, he is still on the radar, because I spoke to the lawyer today that's dealing with the matter to say we must need to finalize the matter and have finality on Ndumiso, whether he joins us or he finds something else.
Yeah, but would you share with us what the issues are? Because we would look at it and say it's a straightforward deal that's either on or off.
No, Ndumiso was part of the trio deal that happened before the season started, with three players going to Chiefs, and then
Dylan Solomon's,
Ketutulandlovu, and then Rusei Kamendinis, with Ndumiso coming to Swallows. So there were some technicalities, and unfortunately those technicalities delayed the transfer of Ndumiso to Swallows. And obviously there are discussions, because there were a few things that I was not happy with that we're just clearing out.
But do you have the confidence that soon the guy will be here, signed as a Swallows player?
Look, I have confidence that the club lawyer will deal with the matters, because there are some issues that need to be dealt with legally. So as soon as those issues are dealt with, then obviously we can talk. Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of time, you haven't given it a time frame.
Well, obviously it must be done before the window closes. So yeah, I need to have the player registered before.
But he's definitely a player that you want.
Look, we need goals, and he's definitely a player that I'd love to have. Yeah.
So from a scouting perspective, have you thrown the net any wider in terms of exactly that position, because that's where you've come and stuck, the striking department, outside of Ndumiso?
No, not we haven't, because the players that we've signed currently are the players that are capable of scoring goals.
Right.
So we have not just focused on getting a striker, because they are very rare breed. They're difficult to come by. So we just had to find players that can score goals from different positions. And I'm happy that we do have those kind of players.
And how would you describe, though, your transfer window? Lots more coming in versus the ones that have gone out. Have you done the kind of business and business for the club that you would have envisaged?
I'd say we've done the correct business for the club. We've made sure that we correct the mistakes of what happened last season. So we signed protecting the club, making sure that the club has a season that is dramaless. So we don't want drama, whether it's in the background or on the field. So we had to make sure that we get players that will play for the club and make sure they play for the badge and make sure that they continue their duties with no hindrance at all.
So that drama kind of reared its ugly head very soon with the Dylan Solomon's issue.
Yeah, it did, but there was no issue there, to be honest. You know, there's something called a club-to-club agreement. So once you have that as both clubs, it doesn't mean then automatically you have the player. You still have to convince the player. So that's where the issue got stuck. I mean, I'll give you an example. We bought two players from Turks in the name of Keegan Allen and Takusani. So there was a club-to-club agreement, and that club-to-club agreement had values. We signed as a club, they signed as a club, but we still had to make sure that we sit with the players and their agent to make sure that Solos is where they want to be, and then make sure that they sign our contract. Then we would say that the deal is concluded.
Yeah.
So it was on those bases that I felt that Solomon still had to be convinced, and unfortunately he had made his choice that he wants to go. I had a club-to-club with the Royal AM, but unfortunately the player decided otherwise.
Okay, so would that then have maybe put you in some form of a bad light with Royal AM, or not really?
Look, I'd say initially yes, because maybe they felt there was a bit of dishonesty, but I think as time went, they realized that it wasn't us, it was the player. So we're okay now.
And the player's happy where he is. That's where he wanted to be.
That's the main thing. I mean, we're not in a business of holding players hostage. If the player wake up tomorrow and say, I want to go to Club X, we release the player. I mean, we have a Fawaz Basadin that Solo supporters felt that he's still an asset to the club. I also felt that way. But he comes from Cape Town. He wanted to be closer to home. He asked for a transfer to Stellenbosch and it was granted. So we don't hold players hostage. You can't hold a player and say he's contracted for 5 years, then he must just stay here forever. No, they can't do that. Because then you just have a body there. We don't want bodies, we want players.
Yeah, because also the negative energy that he brings into the dressing room is something that you don't want. But also your relationship, because people spoke about, what does that do to, David Mukhasho's relationship with Kaizer Chiefs now? I think it's strengthened it, because you've also been able to tap into that and bring in Lebohang Lesako, Daryl Macheke from Kaizer Chiefs.
Definitely. I mean, the relationship is there. It has to be protected. Basically, I have relationship with all the clubs. Yeah. Our relationship only stops or pauses when we are playing each other. Then there's no relationship there. But after that, we all, work together. We all meet. I mean, last week there was a chairman's meeting. We were all there. Imagine if we were all fighting, then we wouldn't be talking to each other. So the relationship is there and it's working. So they are not bad blood at all.
I mean, how key was the Kwanda Ngonyama signature?
We had a friendly with Chiefs just before the season started, 2 weeks before the season started. And I went to watch the friendly because they gave me a list of players they'd like to sign.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to see the players before you sign them. We don't want to end up with the problems where you've signed players, but they're not what we want. And I saw Kwanda when we were playing Chiefs, and I immediately said to the team manager, Kwanda must be signed. And if he is not signed, you must find another job.
Oh. That's how convinced you were.
Yeah, definitely.
But what was it? I know from a physicality perspective, great player. Maybe has not garnered the kind of game time that he would deserve to have. But for you to be that sure, what was it? Did you not think that maybe there would have been some underlying factors that have caused them not to play regular football? I mean, just to update the listeners, we saw now Kabadinho Mango scoring a goal, a great goal as well, that it was to bring about an equalizer for AmaZulu. So he has a player, not really seen much game time, comes in, scores a goal, and a crucial goal for a home team right now. So with you, using that example with Ugwanda, what was it collectively that you saw?
You know, as a defender, we want to make sure that you have the abilities to clear the ball and make sure that you protect the goalkeepers. So what I saw during the friendly, I was impressed, and because, I mean, he was clearing his lines, and that was very much important, because on that position we have Litlabika and we also have a young Keegan. So if someone gets injured, you need to have, a solid defender that will come in and not expose you. So Kwanda gave us that, and I felt that he had to be signed at that time. So we had to make sure that we sign him, we bring him on board, and make sure that we make sure that our defense is solid.
But for Swallows, it was almost like online shopping. You kind of sprayed your wings, from Kaizer Chiefs, Stellenbosch, got player Takasani Mbanjo from Tux. You mentioned him, as well as Keegan Allen that came through. You got Gwanda, Pirates, Baroka also involved with Naheem, Amuji, Cape Town Spurs as well, Gregory, Damons, Maritzburg United, Nicholas Lukubeni, also Sekukune, with the player that you've been full of praise with, Utsediso.
I'd go to Naeem. I'll start with Naeem. Naeem, also I know him from Glad Africa. We played with him against TTM.
Yeah.
And he gave us a bit of trouble. And I followed Naeem, and that's why we signed him. So I think the last lap he played for was TTM, because he went to Morocco and then he went back to TTM. So a very good player. So he just needed a platform, I think also a different environment. Yeah. I think our supporters will be happy with Naeem, with what he's going to give the club. Another player that people are skeptical is Wasim. I spoke to Wasim's agent. I asked him about the player's character. He told me about the player's character, and that is more what I was interested in. So the player is a striker, but important part was, how is his character? Because you can have a good player that's going to come and cause trouble at training. We don't want that. Yeah. We had enough share of last season. This season, I told everyone that cared to listen that this season, I don't want drama.
Yeah.
I don't want drama at all. So Wasim is one of those players that I was told that, no, he's a lazy player. He waits for the ball. That's why he's not playing at Stellenbosch. I'd like to see it for myself. So we brought him in from Cape Town. He came to Swallows, he trained, and the coach loved him. So that's what we wanted, and then we signed Wasim. So sometimes you have to give players a chance and not listen to people saying don't sign him because of this and that. I mean, Pachi was another one. So very good player. Questions were like, but why has Sekhukhune released him, you know? So we had to make sure that we see for ourselves and not listen to what other people are saying. Yeah. And we're happy. I mean, he scored a crucial goal yesterday. Every goal that gets scored is a crucial goal, because you can say it's not a winning goal, but had he not scored that goal, you wouldn't have won the match. So Patch is also another good player.
Yeah, when you talk about being skeptical because of hearsay, that is always problematic, because people, and most of the time, those people are aligned to agents, and they're trying to delay a certain deal from happening. So trying to put you off, trying to frustrate the player so that he can stay outside of football for a longer time, which I always find to be very unfair. And I'm glad that you've taken the stance and the line that you won't listen to until the player is physically presented to you and forms part and parcel of the training. So just another quick update that we've got here for you. AmaZulu, with that second goal now shooting up the log table to second place behind Richards Bay after match day two. So it's a Ubongi Ntuli. We haven't seen him in that way for a very long time. So good to see the big man back bouncing and scoring goals there for the home team, AmaZulu. Yeah, again, disappointment. Defensively, you know, Gavin still needs to get things in shape. There's about 11 minutes left of the game as far as the referee is concerned. He can add more time. But right now, though, it is about 11 minutes left in the game. AmaZulu 2. SuperSport United 1. In studio, David Mukhasho, as we chat all things Swallows. We're about 3 minutes away from a break. A lot of the drama that you talk about from last season, from what I gathered, would have been just from players being frustrated for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. How are you making sure that from a management perspective, you take away what will ultimately cause them to be frustrated? Have you put mechanisms in place? I know you've traveled quite extensively when we try to reach out to you at the UK and so on. What measures have you put into place to make sure that they are not frustrated? They just focus on the game.
Look, let's go back and have this issue and close it once and for all. There was an issue with the Telkom wanting to sponsor the club. And when that did not happen, it created a problem, because the deal with Telkom was done, signed, the contracts were signed, everything was done, invoice was submitted, just waiting for, you know, payment. And then when the deal was rejected, that caused problem for us, because we signed players based on what we were going to get from Telkom as a sponsor. So when that did not happen, we could not just chase away players. We had to now stick with those players. But unfortunately, with a grant of 2 million rand, now your salary bill moves from 2 million to about 4.7 million. That's just your salary bill. Now, where is the difference coming from? It had to come from somewhere. Mm. So now we've been finding that difference up until end of November, because that's where the problem started. And then we've been, you know, moving slowly, trying to manage the situation until the season ended, which is what I don't want this season. So this season we had to make sure that whatever signings we make according to the budget. Because the budget previous season was based on what we get from the league plus Telkom. Now, when they did that, when Telkom did not happen, it created a big mess for us. But we had to manage it until the season ended. The season ended. Now we are in the new season. So we had to make sure that everything is done within budget. So that's why I'm saying there will be no drama this season.
Right. If you had to draw us into your confidence about Telkom, what are they putting on the table in terms of the finances?
It was a 15 million rand per season deal.
15 million per season.
Yeah.
Substantial. That would have been probably a three-year deal initially.
It was a three-year deal, yeah.
And that was the deal that was rejected by the league?
It was rejected by the league because Telkom would have been a direct competitor to MultiChoice in SuperSport, because Telkom has a product called Telkom One, which streams games, which then was seen as a direct competitor to MultiChoice.
But if they don't have rights to stream games, why would they stream games?
They don't have rights. I mean, which is something that I felt, because the problem is when you apply for a sponsor with the league, you just get a response outlining why they're rejecting. Then you remove all the things, but you still get a rejection. Then you just put the matter to bed.
Sure. So you've given up now. You're not going to look into Telkom ever again. That's it. Done.
No, I'm not going to look at it again. But John has given me a lifeline, because if he gets approved, I want my money from somebody. Either the league must give me the money or somebody must give me the money, because it was rejected. John is on the same boat.
Yeah.
FNB competes directly with Nedbank. FNB has branches, got walk-in branches. Nedbank has the same thing. So you cannot now link Direct Access and say Direct Access was a financial services, so the why was it approved? Direct Access does not compete directly with the bank in terms of all the product and services. Mm. They only specialize in loans and life covers and all those other things. But FNB competes directly with Nedbank. So what FNB offers, Nedbank offers. So that's where the problem is. So if John gets approved, guess who just got a sponsor without a sponsor?
That's you.
Solos, yes.
Yo, okay. I'll find out though, because what confuses me is Vodacom. Two clubs, Pirates, Chiefs, get Vodacom, but they play in the MTN 8. How does that work? All right, we'll be back after this.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Good evening, Bra Rob, and to all the shareholders. Maxwell Mkhalipi, Eme Lolana. I'd like to comment on a game between Kaizer Chiefs and Maritzburg United. Sibene game, Erait Kakulu, Izolo, but I think we need to play in Fana no Nangi. Ukuthi akhona ukusinikeza ishape in terms of defending kumidfield yethu. Going forward, I won't falter anything with the team. They are playing very well. Yeah. And another thing that I would like to comment on, it's the game between Swallows and Cape Town City. Swallows, they are playing very, very nice. And if bangayibukanga, it's one of the team as a surprise abaningi. And I hope they get a sponsor this season. Ukuze kuzokwazi ukuthi at least bakhona ukuthi banakekele ama players wabo. So yeah. Those two games that I've watched yesterday, they gave me at least hope that our league is on another level now, not watching only one team dominating everyone. So yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great evening, guys.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. It's Lenga in this order. Karop, can you please, man, ask Mr. Mahasha Manwara? What's happening with his coach? When is he going to get his work permit? Because I saw him, he was wishing to be on the touchline yesterday. He feel like he can jump that fence and go there, and so that the player can, he can shout at the player, they can hear him, his instruction. And they are playing very good football at all. And congratulations for their win. Lenga in this over.
Good evening, Rob. It's Taboho here, and good evening to the chairman, Mr. David Mukhashwa. Mr. Chairman, just want to ask you with regards to the sponsorship debacle of Cape Town City, and with Swallows also having to have lost the sponsorship under similar circumstances, do you think the PSL sponsorship governance processes make it easy for clubs to acquire sponsors? What is it that is needed to ensure that the process is managed better and you get the sign off a much quicker before you lose the interest or any of these sponsors? And lastly, with the issue that transpired yesterday with Kwandang Ngonyama being on the field, yet his name was on the players who will be sitting on the bench, what led to that issue? Can you maybe talk us through that? Taboho here. Thank you so much, Rob, for a great.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marawa, and the chairman of Morocco Swallows. And my question, Mr. Marawa, to the chairman of Morocco Swallows, I just want to ask him, are they still going to beef up the squad, or they are okay with the current squad that they have now? That's my question that I want to know, because we don't want to see what happened last season with Morocco Swallows going to the playoffs. So I want to know that, are they going to beef up the squad comes January, or they're going to continue? They are fine with the current squad that they have now. It's Mishek here in Mpumalanga. Thanks, Mr. Rob.
Hey, Robert. He was here from the bar. Big Swai fan and a supporter. Please ask my chairman there, my brother, how far is he with the sponsorship? Man, we need that sponsor. And once we get the sponsor, there's no turning back. We the top 8 and never, ever going down again. Thanks, Robs.
Good evening, Robert. It's 10:10 Titiza. And good evening to our chairman. Congratulations to the boys for making our Women's Day a very good one to remember. We started the season quite well as the Dewebeds. And all the best to the team. We're going to have a very good season compared to last season, where we cried almost every week. And all the best, Dewebeds. Thank you.
Good evening, Bob Marawa and the chairman of the Dube Bates Moroka Swallows, Marawa. To the chairman, I'm asking, Mr. Chairman, and you clear the air on this saga between Moroka Swallows and the sale of players to Kaizer Chiefs to Royal AM. What really happened on that saga? Because we didn't get the side of Moroka Swallows' story. And another matter, how did the banning of your logo or your sponsor at the beginning of last season affected the team moving forward from Maxwell in Pretoria?
All right, Maxwell, thank you so much indeed. I think one or two of those have already been covered. The issue around sponsorship, maybe that we can put on the table, would be an alternative sponsor so that, let's say, John succeeds, because John's going to fight this with all his life. Do you look for an alternative? Are you in the process of looking for an alternative sponsor, regardless of what happens with FNB and Cape Town City?
We are in a process of looking for an alternative. And I had somebody asking how far. Yeah. I don't know how far. The players must answer that, because it is their performance on the field that will get us a sponsor. You cannot get a sponsor if you are performing poorly. Whether Johns wins or not, I will be looking for another sponsor, because I think Telkom has lost interest with all the back and forth, because that process took about, if not 5 months, it's more, with all the back and forth. And yeah, in that back and forth, we were bleeding money, because by then Telkom would have paid us already. So if John wins, well, I'll recover my losses from the league, and then, yeah, that's it.
Okay. So you'll take them. You'll take the league to court, basically.
Somebody must pay, Robert. For if John wins. That is, if John wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody must pay.
But maybe what Teboho was talking about is part then of the important question that arises, is about the governance. Was, if John says he gave all of this information to the league, what was it, the 17th or something? So almost like a month ago, for them to approve or not approve. Then why wait until everybody has now set up things for the game at Cape Town Stadium and there's PSL boards instead of the sponsors' boards that are there? Why wait for that unnecessary drama, which again brings a negative stance to the league itself? What do you think needs to change within the governance? Because clearly there's something wrong with the governance. There you were, sponsors signed and sealed. There was going to be money coming through, and a substantial amount to alleviate all of the monies that you were chatting about regarding salaries, regarding maybe potential bonuses that you were going to offer, dangle to the players. What is the league getting wrong? Because this is not a once-off thing.
Look, fortunately, we had the chairman's meeting last week, Thursday, and Tim raised that, Tim Sugars of TS Galaxy, and the chairman answered that it is important that there needs to be some kind of an induction, because currently the document that guides you, it's a very thick document, so you might miss something there. So there needs to be an induction of all the club chairmen of what needs to be done to before you sign a sponsor. But with my friend John as well, I mean, John is in the Exco, so I don't understand how... there was a problem, because he could have spoken to his fellow Exco members to speed up the process, unless because it's a complicated sponsorship, they had to consult in and outside, because I believe the league's got more legal representative outside of the country, so maybe they wanted to make sure that there are no other issues that will creep up. But you are right, there needs to be a process that is simple, that we know that if you are getting a sponsor, what must you do, or which companies cannot be approached? Yeah. Because now another concern that I have now is Carling is sponsoring the league.
Yeah.
So if Heineken comes, are we going to end up in a situation where John is with FNB and Nedbank? So there needs to be clear guidelines that are there. And we all know that you can't go there, you can go there. But if you go there, just make sure that you don't offer this and that.
Yeah, I mean, in my books, again, I've been reliably told that Heineken is, or was, or could still be knocking on the doors of football, because they want to get involved in the game.
Look, if they do knock, and the club that they knock at needs to have a serious consultation with the league before they agree to anything, so that there is no further embarrassments. Because these embarrassments are not only embarrassing the club that is concerned, it's also bringing the league into disrepute, because it kind of paints a picture that something is not right at the league. So we need to speak to the league before we sign anything as clubs to make sure that we are all on the same page.
One of the issues John raised was that the league is conflicted. The people that are running the league, they're conflicted one way or the other. So if the league puts a stop to your Telkom deal, and as again, I was reliably informed that people within the league, people within the ones that are saying you can't do X and Y, were the ones running to Telkom to try to get the very same sponsor, they've just said no to you. So that is the conflict that John was stressing on Friday. Mm-hmm. Is that then certain clubs will be the only clubs that get sponsorships and nobody else, if this is allowed to carry on. And that can't be, that cannot be fair. I mean, it's grossly unfair on clubs that are really scraping the bottom of the barrel to make it work, but who have provided the kind of football like we saw with Swallows yesterday, giving us a really good rendition of what SA football is about. Then you would never be in a situation where you're going to win. Because if FNB is a direct competition to Nedbank, and again, I'm reliably told that Nedbank is on its way out. So if Nedbank is on its way out, who says that another bank or financial institution is going to come in to plug that gap that's going to be left by Nedbank?
Mm. Yeah, it is a problem. And I personally don't like or believe in clubs dragging the league to court. The only solution to this, I see it as... there needs to be an independent body that looks at sponsorships that is not conflicted, because you are correct, there is the conflict of interest. So there need to be an independent body that is still accountable to the Exco, because you know the Exco runs the league, but that body must be independent of the league that approves sponsors. So at least there will be some kind of impartiality when they make the decisions.
Yeah, because that's why I'm saying that with your one, I honestly don't see how, even if they have a streaming service, would they be able to then go and take a product that they not even signed up for? That we all know the product belongs to SuperSport, and Randburg are the only people that have, or if they don't subcontract to SABC and give them a couple of games, there's nobody else that's in the food chain of who's going to show these games. So that to me still makes no sense. Langer was asking, work permit for your coach, when is that happening?
Look, they say it normally takes about 2 weeks, but funny, our work permits always take slightly longer than other coaches. I mean, he was crying, saying the Pirates coach applied after him and he got his work permit. So we don't know what the process Home Affairs uses to approve renewals, because his is a renewal. So it's just a matter of changing the date, but we don't know how long it's going to take. Hopefully we get it this week before the match with Maritzburg, because we'd like to have him on the bench.
Yeah, sure. I mean, maybe it's a case of contacts, you know. Certain people have contacts within certain departments that can make things work.
You see, we find ourselves in a very difficult position because of our proximity with Panyaza, you know. Because you go and apply for a permit, you get it tomorrow, say, yeah, you got it because Panyaza is there. So I don't want to have this thing of having him, his name being dragged into things unnecessarily. So we'll wait for the process to run and then see how long it takes. Yeah.
All right, the rest of the voice notes, people are quite happy. Maxwell as well, praise for Swallows. Tebogo spoke about the issues that were there. Anything to say about the mix-up with Gwanda, him being on the starting lineup, being on the bench, the protest?
That was something. It was a mistake from our team manager. I think he gave them the team sheet that he printed before he changed it. So yeah, there was nothing funny there. Firstly, I'd like to apologize to the broadcasters and the supporters and the PSL for that, because it should not have happened. So he gave them the team sheet that he printed before he made the changes. But he was eligible to play because he was on the team sheet. Yeah. The problem would have been if he was not on the team sheet, then that would have been a problem. But because he was on the team sheet, the rules allow for that change. So if anything, we apologize for that, and it should not have happened.
So he's not an improperly registered player. He's registered, just a mess up.
It's just a mess up, and there's no way we're going to lose our points there because he was on the team sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. Great show as always. Can you ask Mr. Chair the situation with Bibo? He's still part of the club, Bibo.
Mm. Yeah, as we close the show, Bibo still there?
Bibo, unfortunately, it's not there. He's contracted an option that was not activated. The coach gave us the list of the players that he wants to keep and the players that he wants to bring in. And unfortunately, Bibo's name was not on the list.
Well, I suppose you gave it your best with him. I mean, there was that's the least you could have done, given a second chance in life.
We gave him a second chance, and I hope that he finds a team because he's a player that is very hungry to play. Unfortunately, I'm not a coach. If I was, I would keep everyone.
All right, we're trying to keep time. So within the 30 seconds, any other word that you would want to share with the faithful Swallows fans? I mean, there's still gazillion WhatsApp voice notes, and I do apologize. We're not going to get to all of them. But what do you have to say to them as you start this new season?
Firstly, I want to apologize to them for the season we had last season and everything that went through last season, because when you're associated with the club, you don't want to be hearing all the bad reports about your club. You know, you want to, just have positive news about your club. So I want to apologize for that. And I can promise them that this season will be better. We'll get results. And I can promise them that we're going to fight and make sure that we don't find ourselves at the playoffs.
Mr. Chair, as always, I thank you. I wish you a good season. I think what we saw yesterday, I hope it's an indicator of what we're going to see in games to come.
No, definitely. There was a question, I think somebody asked how many players we have. Initially, the plan was to have 25, but when I looked at the fixture, it told us 25 is going to kill us. So we're currently at 32.
32, yeah. Okay. But still one or two more signings, I'm sure.
Yeah, we still we need to beef up our left side of the team, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, David Mukasho, Swallows FC chairman, joining us right here on Marawa Sports Worldwide. Have a great season. Always good to have you under the bridge.
Come, shalele.
Nazoke, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.